Hello! The curious dancing man called out, suddenly aware of Balthazar's stiff frame still frozen in the snowdrift. Come, 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 the fire's hot enough for two. And bounding through the snow to where our king lay, he pulled bewildered Balthazar up to his feet, propelled him to his own stump by the flames, compelled him down, and offered up a dripping slice of bacon. You look ravished. Have a bite of breakfast. Breakfast, marked the king. 'Tis nearly dark. He pointed upward to the sinking sun, only to find it higher in the sky and farther from the jagged mountain's clutch than when he viewed it last. I'm sorry, sir. The naked singer stomped his feet and shrugged. I don't follow your speech. 'Tis morning yet. And suddenly, the wise king understood. It was the eastern sky that held the sun above the peaks that now rose in the east, not in the west. It must have somehow been that in the night, amid the wind and snow, the king had crossed the zenith of the pass and settled safely on the other side. His journey through the mountains was complete. Please, have a bite to eat, the man insisted, brandishing once more the sizzling pan. I thank you, said the king, but I am not in need of any aid and won't deprive you of your meal. I have plenty of my own, and if, as it would seem, this is the last of your traveler's rations, I'd gladly share my ample store with you and clothe you too. He reached beneath his cloak for the heavy brass key and turned to find his faithful mule, except she was not there. A panic fastened tight around his throat, the key about his neck constricting him, until the naked man sprang up to pry it from his shaking hands. My mule, moaned Balthazar, collapsing to the ground, and on his hands and knees the king began to tunnel through the drifted snow, frantic now to find his lost companion, his food and drink on which rested his life, and the rosewood box of frankincense, his gift. And finding nothing in the snow, he leaned his head back, shut his eyes, opened his arms, released from in his chest a beastly howl, and fell upon the earth, gasping and sobbing. And in this painful posture in the snow he lay, until upon his heaving shoulder he felt a touch, reminding him of something long ago, as in another life. Please, my friend, have a bite to eat. And Balthazar looked up into the eyes of this kind stranger, one hand stretched to offer help, the other clutching still the pan, two bare feet stamping in the snow for warmth. I have two cloaks, said Balthazar. Take one. And settling down beside the crackling fire, the stranger clothed in Balthazar's wool wrap, the two divided up the stranger's meat.